Greetings, everyone. This is Fred Coulter. Welcome to Church at Home. Church at Home is designed to restore original Christianity for today, and also to understand the prophecies for today. How do we understand the prophecies? Now, we have learned that God told Daniel that at the end time, the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand. Though they have the Bible, though they have the Word of God, why will they not understand? Well, because they don't believe God to keep His commandments and love Him. And that also fulfills a prophecy. So let's come to Isaiah 29, and let's read this prophecy. Now, this is really something. And you look at all the religions in the world, and even the Christian religions, some of those understand up to a certain point. But they don't realize that the majority of the world is blinded, and blinded because of sin, blinded because of lawlessness, blinded because they do wickedly. Let's come to Isaiah 29 and verse 8. Talks about someone who is dreaming. It shall be even as when a hungry one dreams, and behold, he eats, but he awakes, and his soul is empty. Found out it was just a dream. Or as when a thirsty man dreams, and behold, he drinks, but he awakes, and behold, he is faint, and his soul is longing. So shall it be with the multitude of all the nations who fight against Zion. Now, that's also a prophecy bringing us a clue concerning the book of Revelation, when all nations will be gathered around Jerusalem. Here's one thing to understand about end-time prophecies. They're all centered around Jerusalem and outward from there to the rest of the world. Verse 9, be stunned and amazed. Blind your eyes and be blind. They are drunk, but not with wine. They stagger, but not with strong drink. Because something happens when people don't love God and keep His commandments. God does something to them. Now, have you lived that way in the past? Have you been without understanding? Have you been blind? Have you been kind of like living in an unreal dream? And of course, today, almost all of reality that we see around us is not really true, except all the evil that we see going on. And yet, if you would watch television, you'd think there's nothing wrong anywhere in the world because everybody's happy, 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 smiley, 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 good, good, good. I mean, watch any ad. I mean, even though it tells you, well, if you take this, you may have risk of suicide. But they're smiling because this will help your heart. And you'll be well if you take this medicine. Look, people need to take a good dose of the Bible first and understand what God says. And get out of the stupidity of the conspiracy and the deception that Satan has just like a huge big fog. He's covered the eyes of all the people of the world. Then someone wants to understand, say, well, I'll read the Bible. Well, here's what happens to them. Verse 10, for the Lord has poured out upon you the spirit of deep sleep and has closed your eyes. Oh, my eyes are open, I see. Yes, but you don't see the truth. Yes, but you don't see what the Bible really says. Yes, but you don't think it applies to you. You're like the one who's dreaming. He has covered the prophets and the rulers and the seers. Not amazing. You're not going to find it in government. You're not going to find it in religion. You're not going to find it in a New Age religion or astrology or any of those things. So here's what happens. And the vision of all has become to you like the words of a book that is sealed, which they give to one who is learned, saying, please read this. And he says, I cannot. It's sealed. That's what happens. You give them the book of Revelation. Hey, well, this is all in symbolic language. I can't understand it. Well, it's amazing when you understand about the Bible in its original order. There are seven divisions of the Bible, and the book of Revelation is the seventh and last division. Now, in order to understand the book of Revelation, you've got to be grounded in all the rest of the Bible. But if you pick it up and start reading, you say, what does this mean? Well, I don't know. What does that mean? Well, I don't know. Well, that's precisely what it is here. And then you look and see to those who say, well, it's sealed, we can't understand it. And then look at their lifestyle. Do they love God and keep His commandments? Now, they may be religious and even profess to be Christian, but do they love and obey God? Let's read on. And the book is delivered to him who is not learned, saying, please read this. And he said, well, I'm not learned. I didn't go to school. Here's why. Verse 13. And the Lord said, because this people draw near to me with their mouth and with their lips honor me, but their worship of me is made up by the traditions of men learned by rote, and their fear toward me is taught by the commandments of men. Is that how your life has been? Isn't that the way that it is in the world? Didn't we have this just when you go through the holidays of this world, especially on Christmas? Oh, it's such a wonderful Christian celebration. No, it isn't. What do people do? Oh, they sing praises to God. Draw near to me, honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. Same way with the holidays of this world. Now notice what happens. Notice the penalty that comes. This is why people can't understand the Bible. See, because God made it that way. Let's read it. Verse 14, therefore, behold, I will proceed to do again a marvelous work among this people, even a marvelous work and a wonder, for the wisdom of the wise ones shall perish, and the wisdom of their intelligent ones shall vanish. Who has the answers to the problems of this world? Christ, God the Father, the Bible. You're not going to solve it by education. It's like I heard one woman on a talk show as I was driving, listening to the radio. And she called in and said, because she was an educator, oh, if we would just train people, oh, just wouldn't it be so nice? You know, we wouldn't have these wars and fightings. Really? How come they continue then when we have the most educated population in the world? Because, you see, they don't understand the human heart is evil and wicked by nature and must be converted and changed, and that must be with the Spirit of God, with the wisdom of God, with the commandments of God, and by obeying God. Now, this is what we're being told back here in Proverbs 2. Let's finish this off and see where true wisdom comes from, true knowledge comes from, true understanding comes from. It's like a man who wrote me, and he wanted to know, oh, what's your educational background? So I wrote him back and said, well, it's just like we know in the world. You can go to the best college in the world, but what do you have? You have those who learn and those who don't. But they still have the same degree. Is that not right? So it's not the education, it's what you have learned. And the greatest education comes from the Bible, right out of the Word of God, and that's the key to understanding prophecy. Otherwise, you'll end up like we just read in Isaiah 29. You'll never know. It's like a famous evangelist, Franklin Graham, said when he was interviewed on a news channel, well, when do you think Jesus will return? Well, he may return tonight, but it may be far off in the future. Now, what do you mean by that? Well, he never answered the question. And we're going to see that's based on the foolishness of the rapture. Now, we'll get there a little later. But first, we need to understand how we get our minds and our thoughts and the Word of God all together going in the same direction. That way, then, we can understand prophecy. All right? Now, let's notice there were three ifs that we covered. If you receive my words and treasure up my commandments within you. If you cry after knowledge and lift up your voice for understanding. If you seek for her as silver and search for her as hidden treasures. Notice the conditions. Is this your attitude toward the Word of God? Toward the way of living God's way? If it is, you're on the right track. Now, if you're doing these things, here's a promise, verse 5. Then you shall understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. Isn't that what we need? The knowledge of God to understand the Word of God. Now, notice what he says continuing here. For the Lord gives wisdom. That's how those who are wise, as we read there in Daniel, the 12th chapter, shall understand. Because it comes from God. Doesn't come from themselves. Comes from the Bible. Doesn't come from their own imaginations. It comes from the education from God, not the education in the world. Verse 6 again. For the Lord gives wisdom. Out of his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. And Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. All right? You have it in print. Special message to you. Now, what are you going to do about it? Notice, goes beyond that too, verse 7. He lays up sound wisdom for the righteous. The wise shall understand. The wise are righteous because it comes from God. He is a shield to those who walk uprightly. He'll bless you and protect you. He keeps the paths of right judgment and preserves the way of the saints. Isn't that true? You read in the book of Revelation. Chapter 12 and verse 17. Here are those who keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. Revelation 14, 12. Here are those who keep his commandments, have the faith of Jesus Christ. Now, both of those are prophecies of the end time. Verse 9. Then you shall understand righteousness and judgment and equity and every good path. Wisdom shall enter into your heart, and knowledge will be pleasing to your soul. Discretion shall preserve you, and understanding shall keep you. Now, that's a promise from God. All of this is necessary as a foundation for understanding prophecy, because prophecy then constitutes the mystery of the kingdom of God, and it doesn't come any other way. It doesn't come because people desire it. It doesn't come because people think that they can find it outside of the Bible. Oh, why read the Bible? That is old. That is arcane. Well, why is it still around today? Well, because God wants you to know. But that's only if you seek after it, only if you desire it, only if you cry out to God for knowledge and understanding. Now, I want you to read all of Psalm 119, because Psalm 119 will ground you in the commandments, the statutes, the judgments, the precepts of God, and why they are so important. So I want you to read it. It's the longest psalm in the book of Psalms. And actually, when you come to understand it, it is a prophecy of how Jesus Christ looked at the commandments of God, loved the commandments of God. And there's one particular one there, Psalm 119 and verse 18, which says, O Lord, open my eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of your law. You see, we need God to open our eyes that we may behold wondrous things concerning prophecy. Now let's come here to Psalm 19, beginning in verse 7. All of these things are necessary. Yes, we want to know what's going to happen. Yes, we want to know when it is going to happen. Well, a lot of these things are happening right now, so you go on to our other website, cbcg.org, and you download and listen to the two sermons, Prophecy Being Fulfilled Today, and see what is happening and how that ties in with the economic problems in the world, because that's one of the first prophecies that's going to crash down on every nation in the world, and that's just down the road. And you need to have the wisdom of God, the love of God, to get you through those difficult times. Now notice what it says here, beginning in verse 7. A lot of people say, oh, well, we do away with the Old Testament. Christ abolished the law. Nonsense. Anyone who says that is on the verge of insanity. Let me ask you a question. If you had something perfect, would you throw it away? If you had something perfect, would you abolish it? Or would you keep it and treasure it and see if you can even improve the perfection? Of course you would preserve it. Of course you would want to have it to the highest degree. Well, that's the laws of God. Notice verse 7. The law of the Lord is perfect. Why would God abolish it? If the law of God has been done away, the earth does not exist. But we know it does exist. We know there's a law of gravity, and we know we need that to stay on the earth to function, don't we? Likewise, the spiritual laws of God are perfect. Restoring the soul, that helps convert you. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. And don't we need wisdom to understand the Scriptures? Yes, we do. Don't we need it to understand prophecy? Yes, that's what God told Daniel. The wise shall understand, but the wicked will do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand. Let's read on here. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandments of the Lord are pure, enlightening the eyes. Now you see, we need all of these things, don't we? The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. See, the wise shall understand. But notice how all of these come from God, and they're all a part of the wisdom and knowledge that God gives. And the keys to understanding prophecy will then come from that. You don't read a prophecy and understand it just like that. You have to have the knowledge and truth of God before you can. All right? Now notice how important that this is. Verse 10. All of these things described above, more to be desired than gold, yea, much fine gold. Now just think what you would do if you knew there was gold right under the slab of your house, and you knew it was there. Well, it wouldn't take you very long to get a jackhammer and start, you know, getting down through the slab, and you find the gold. Look at what men have gone. Whenever there has been a strike of gold. Look what happened in California, then later in Alaska. Look at how many people went out to find the gold, to get the gold, to get rich. How many gave their lives, especially in Alaska, because they didn't understand the climate up there. So they got up there in late summer and started to go out to where the gold was. A lot of them froze to death. But they were out there because it was gold. But how many would do that to get a Bible? More to be desired than gold, yea, much fine gold, sweeter also than honey in the honeycomb. Moreover, by them your servant is warned, and in keeping them is great reward. That's why you need to keep the commandments of God in order to understand. See, the wise shall understand. Now, one more psalm. Psalm 111 and verse 10. Notice this. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all those who do his commandments. Key. If we're doing the commandments of God the Father and Jesus Christ, God will give us understanding. Not all at once. Not in one big scoop of a giant scooper. No. It'll be precept upon precept and line upon line and here a little and there a little, and then we put it together. That's how we understand prophecy. Let's come to Mark, the 4th chapter, and verse 11. After the disciples came to him and said, "We didn't understand the parable, Lord." So he told them, "We must be given the understanding through the Spirit of God by rightly dividing the Word of God. But notice, it must come from God." Verse 11, he said to them, "To you it has been given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God." Now, the mystery of the kingdom of God is centered on prophecy, is it not? Yes. Now, we did a good number of sermons on the kingdom of God. And that's the goal. That's what is coming. Christ is returning. And we're going to see in future segments that we do on prophecy, the return of Christ is going to be a whole lot more different than some people have ever imagined. It is going to be a fearful and awesome thing when Christ returns. "To you it has been given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God, but to those who are without," that is, those who are in the world, "it has not been given." That's why they don't understand, as we read there in Isaiah, the 29th chapter. Verse 12, "So that in seeing they may see and not perceive." They see all the things going on, but they don't know why. "And in hearing they may hear and not understand, lest they should be converted and their sins should be forgiven them." See, because you don't have your sins forgiven unless you repent. You don't have that relationship with God. You may say, "Oh, God, forgive me my sins," but unless you follow through with deep repentance and serving and loving God, that's just a fleeting moment to try and rescue out of a desperate situation. That doesn't mean that you understand. That's why Orthodox Christianity does not understand. As far as conversion goes, they come to the first part of it. Your sins are forgiven through the blood of Christ. Amen. Once saved, always saved, and that's all you need. You don't have to worry about anything else. Long as you have Jesus, you're just fine. And that's like a person starting out on a 1,000-mile walk, journey by foot. They take the first step, and someone says, "You've arrived." No, you haven't. It's not given to them to know. Now we have this understanding on how to understand scriptures concerning prophecy and how to make sense out of it. So these are the first things you need to do. Now we'll cover in a segment here pretty quickly concerning the key focal point of scripture in the New Testament, Matthew 24. So once again, this is Fred Coulter saying, be sure and go to our other website, cbcg.org, download the two sermons, Prophecy Being Fulfilled Today, and go through our website, because we have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of sermons that will help you understand how you can be a true Christian, how you can understand the Word of God, even in depth, way beyond what we've been covering in Church at Home. So once again, thank you for inviting me into your home. And so until next time, so long, everyone.